Kabul. On to our fifth and final story of the program. Japanese Navy ships have linked up with a U.S. aircraft carrier approaching the region for joint exercises amid rising tensions with North Korea. The U.S. Navy says that two Japanese destroyers have joined the USS Carl Vinson in the Western Pacific. Japan's Navy says that the two forces will practice a variety of tactics in a sign of solidarity. Meanwhile, North Korea has issued fresh warnings to the U.S., saying that it is ready to sink the aircraft carrier to demonstrate the country's military might. The two countries have been engaged in a war of words over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs. The North says its defense programs are necessary in the face of the U.S. aggression and has threatened America with a preemptive strike. North Korea has also threatened Australia with a nuclear attack, saying that the country is towing the U.S.'s line. That after Canberra accused Pyongyang of posing a risk to the regional stability. Author and peace activist Ryan Dawson joins us now from Osaka to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Dawson, welcome to the program. How do you see these joint Navy drills taking place and how they will affect the already heightened tensions with North Korea?
Well, it's obviously not going to help tensions whatsoever, and this is also exposing a lot of the incompetence from the Pentagon, because they announced that Carl Vinson would be off the shores of North Korea. It was supposedly back on Easter when they were having their 105th anniversary. It wasn't there. It was doing joint exercises with Australia, but you know, Admiral Harris and General McMasters and then General Mattis and also the President Trump all got the information conflated and wrong. Of course, the Navy just posted a picture of where the Carl Vinson actually was down near Java, so that cleared everything up. The North Koreans never said a word, though. They must have known where the boat actually was, unlike the President of the United States. Two Japanese destroyers, I wouldn't really worry about. This seems more like the Japan is being dragged in with the U.S. kicking and screaming. They have 43 destroyers. They're only sending two. If they're really serious about learning something from some drill or exercise, then two ships wouldn't make a difference. Aren't going to matter if only two of them are practicing out of 43. Also, an F-18 crashed near the Philippines 2 days ago from the Carl Vinson all by itself. The pilot ejected and no one was killed, but they lost the aircraft. So North Korea really doesn't have to do much but let the U.S.'s overbloated military budget and gadgets, which constantly are having problems and not working, crash on their own.
And the United States, it's basically trying to corner North Korea by bringing in its various regional allies. We've also seen Australia now pitching in, stating that Pyongyang is posing a risk to regional stability. What are your thoughts on how that issue is transpiring and whether North Korea will also be more on the defensive, basically, when it's U.S. allies are pitching in more, trying to basically get North Korea into a corner?
Well, Australia, like Japan, goes where the U.S. tells it to, because U.S. has so much economic leverage over them in soft power politics, and they also enjoy the war games. It's really silly having an aircraft carrier off of North Korea. That's not something you'd send if you were really going to strike North Korea. You'd use long-range bombers and cruise missiles. This is just a complete waste of money, and the MIC playing with its rather big toys. And of course, Australia joins in that. It's not effective whatsoever from a military standpoint, but it does make a lot of money for a lot of these industries. Of course, North Korea feels threatened anyway, and they have a lot of hot air. They're not and are not able to do anything about it. They tried to have a big talk about what they were going to do on the anniversary, and all that happened was they had a parade and they tried to fire some missiles and it didn't work.
Thank you, sir. Author and peace activist Ryan Dawson joining us from Osaka. And with that, it brings us to an end.